1156. A, B, 1156. Justice for nurses.
Nurses across California are applauding the introduction of a measure that would automatically provide workers' compensation to nurses and other healthcare workers for a variety of injuries and illnesses. AB 1156 is sponsored by the California Nurses Association and authored by Oakland Assembly Member Mia Bonta.
Under AB 1156, our nurses are covered under workers' comp. Believe our nurses, they deserve care. Not to be stalked and interrogated while they seek the care that they deserve. Specifically, AB 1156 ensures our nurses are treated with the same respect, dignity, and care they deserve and shows patients and that they show patients every single day. And by streamlining the system of it being able to ensure that they can have a default presumption that they deserve workers' comp because of the injuries that they sustain, AB 1156 gives our nurses a clear path to work once they have recovered.
The bill supporters say that nurses suffer on-the-job injuries and illnesses such as exposure to the antibiotic-resistant staph infection MRSA, respiratory diseases, COVID, and physical injuries. But when they fall ill, they have to prove their illness was acquired on the job. Bonta said frontline healthcare workers face a gender gap in presumptive access to workers' compensation because they are in a female-dominated profession.
We know that the majority of nurses are women. We know that the majority of nurses are actually women of color. And so when we talk about economic wealth, economic gaps, and we talk about our opportunity to ensure that our nurses get to thrive, that we have an economy that supports women and women of color in their profession of nursing, and that youth have an opportunity to reach for the ability to serve their communities by nursing, let's make it simple. Give them the same right to have workers' comp afforded to them by default, without question. The same right that for decades, firefighters, EMT workers, police officers, other frontline staff have been able to have as well.
The California Hospital Association is on record opposing the bill. In a letter to lawmakers, the association says that the current workers' compensation system already is working exceptionally well to care for employees who are injured or become ill due to any occupational hazards. It says that under the bill, workers would need to provide little to no evidence that their injuries are work-related when making a claim for workers' compensation. Valerie Delgado is an RN at Kaiser Permanente Oakland Medical Center's COVID-19 unit. She said that their workers' compensation system is currently set up to delay and deny the healing that nurses need after they are injured and sickened on the job.
If we pass the bill, I think there might be more nurses willing to stay. We're losing a lot of experienced nurses because when they're getting hurt and injured on the job, they say, I've been doing this job for 20 plus years and I need to do something else. I can't work injured. But if we have this bill and they know that they can stay out on a certain duration to get the physical therapy or just the medical attention that they need, they would be willing to come back in knowing that if they were hurt, they have that safety net.
Bonta's bill will get its first hearing later this month. For KPFA in Oakland, I'm Jill Martel.